Welcome to the Inside Texas Football YouTube channel, powered by InsideTexas.com. I'm Joe Cook, got Justin Wells. It's another edition of the Recruiting Scoop. We get to talk about one of the top Texas commits having a big season opening game, as well as some top 2027 targets Texas continues to be involved with, getting closer and closer to the Longhorn. So make sure you like this video, make sure you subscribe to the channel, and of course, head to InsideTexas.com. It's the first link in our description. Sign up for just $1. You'll get access to the best Texas Longhorns community, the best intel, the best insight, the best coverage, and we'll throw in a full year of access to The Athletic as well. So go check that out. Also, make sure you go buy Paul Wadlington's Stinking Texas Football. Every position, every player, every opponent, every team on the schedule, everybody who this little girl does not want to see Texas lose to, that is who Paul has written about in full detail. You're going to want to go check that out. Get ready for the season with us. Justin, we're going to talk a little bit about some of the 2027 recruiting guys, but we got to start out with 2026 Texas commit Derek Cooper. Shaman Amadonna Prep opened their season last night against West Boca. You posted this on your Twitter account, got it from Adam Lichtenstein, and just a little bit of a taste of what you were able to, or what people were able to see Derek Cooper do for a Shaman Amadonna powerhouse last night.
Yeah, so, you know, it's funny. Derek Cooper had great tape in his sophomore and junior year, enough to where he's one of the top tailbacks in the country, enough to where Texas went at him big and secured that commitment a month or so ago. But you know what? I don't remember seeing a lot of that burst that we saw last night. And I know he has that, but this guy looks fantastic, because the big thing with Derek is his size and his ability to make the first guy miss, to not go down with that first tackler, like to grind out yards as well, because he's a big guy. We're seeing bursts of speed. We're seeing explosiveness. Let me tell you something. That's why Texas absolutely loves him and is smitten with this kid. He looked tremendous. What a first, you know, way to start off 2025. I believe it was a scrimmage. I don't know if it was a game or a scrimmage, but man, he just looked absolutely fantastic. The big thing with Derek Cooper is that schools are still coming after him, Joe. Notably Miami, the school right down the road, the school that's been building with him for probably 3 years, the school that every staffer is close to him. They're still going to recruit him, and he's going to take a visit in a couple weeks to Miami. He actually told Texas before he said that, though, and I think that's a big thing in this recruitment, because his trust with Chad Scott is really strong, and that's going to keep. And one of that's the way to keep an out-of-state phenom, you know, in your class, in your cycle, especially when the in-state powers are beating down his door. But man, like I said, we're used to the big body Derek Cooper kind of making some of those plays. The explosiveness and the home run hitting ability, that was a little bit of a new thing that we weren't used to really seeing a ton of. He looked fabulous last night, Joe.
This kind of coincides with some other running back notes I think we touched on maybe a little bit earlier in the week, but out of near neck of the woods up in Carthage, KJ Edwards, a Texas A&M commit, he may be seeing Austin at some point this season.
Yeah, he that's the thing. That's the key there. He wants to still see Austin. He wants to still see LSU. He wants to see some of these other schools. I can tell you this from a source close to the program. Texas is really interested in just keeping Derek Cooper in this class and being a one running back class. Now, they're going to be thorough. They have relationships with other prospects, KJ Edwards, Tre'Davious Ball, Ashton Rowden, you know, guys of that sort. But this is probably most likely going to be a one running back class. Derek Cooper, is they want him to be that guy. Don't get it twisted. No matter what you see or read, Derek Cooper is the guy that they want to keep in this cycle. But, you know, KJ, he's still wanting to look around a little bit. I wouldn't be surprised if he pops into LSU in the next couple weeks. And that's going to have Aggie fans a little uneasy, but just understand LSU has been building a relationship with KJ for a minute, and I think that's going to be something that we pay attention to in this recruitment.
She's really wants to get her hands on a Dave Campbell's, but can't let her do that. Before we keep going,
too soon, a little too early.
Before we keep going, got to show some love to our sponsor, and that is Lux Kitchen and Bath.
This video is brought to you by Lux Kitchen and Bath. Lux has been offering high-end kitchen and bathroom remodels for three generations throughout the greater Austin area. with five-star review after five-star review on Google and Facebook, and an A-plus rating from the Better Business Bureau, you can put your faith in Lux Kitchen & Bath's award-winning designers and skilled craftspeople to bring to life that dream vision of your special home. But that's not all. Lux's all-star team provides full remodels, large additions, and even commercial build-outs as well. So call Lux Kitchen & Bath at 833-358-LUX today. Or visit luxkitchenbath.com to discover where quality meets luxury and begin the process of transforming your home. Get a free quote today by calling 833-358-LUX. That's L-U-X-E. Or by visiting luxkitchenbath.com. Link in the description.
We got to talk a little bit about one of the top players in the country who's showing a lot more interest in Texas. This is some film from New Orleans Jesuit. But Zyron Forstall, one of the top 2027 edges in the nation now at IMG Academy, traded for a little bit different shade of blue. And Justin, he's got a lot of interest in the burnt orange.
He does. He's got a lot of interest in a lot of the big schools. He visited Texas over the summertime. And the truth there is that Alan Clark really made an impression on him, not only because Coach Clark is very, you know, he's an easy to get to know and really like and bond with type of coach. He's also from that neck of the woods in Louisiana. And so there's a little bit of a connection there. He actually visited Austin over the summertime, and now he's looking at some fall trips. I'm told that he's probably going to catch Alabama and LSU. There's nothing else finalized, but Texas really has his attention. And Texas, you know, they're going to recruit certain positions just at a high level moving forward in the Sark era. It's just kind of the way it's going to be. You want the number one quarterback, top quarterback, look at Texas. You want one of the top edge guys in the country, look at Texas. That's just how they're going to roll when it comes to this position. And I think that's some of the Colin Simmons effect. And not just him, but I mean, just having that depth in that room. And it shows because, you know, Colin's a future NFL first round pick, not to mention Ethan Burke and Zeno Umiazulu and all that cast of characters. But look, Zyron is just a big, fast, strong kid, about 6'3 and a half around. I think he's about 280, 285, which I think is great size. I don't think he's too big. A lot of times these young guys, everybody looks for the biggest guys, but man, sometimes you want the best football players. And I think that's what Forstall is going to do. You know what I'm telling you? What's sad is that him and Jake Kroll are going to be opposite each other on this IMG front. Kroll had 3 sacks and 3 plays last night against First Academy. Can you imagine what Forstall is going to do in, you know, around surrounded by all this talent in Bradenton, Florida? And so it's early. It's early. He'd like to see Texas again this fall. Nothing has been said or scheduled, but Alan Clark made an impression. They talk on a regular basis, and that's a recruitment we're following now.
Him bouncing all over the field is impressive to me. Like, yeah, he shows he's got a little bit more football smarts and just, I'm going to play defensive end. And that's something that always stands out a little bit to me. Got to move on to our next topic of conversation. That's Kennedy Brown. That's maybe the number one player in the country in the 2027 class. You'll see him here playing some right tackle. Justin, this is going to be a player that everybody in the country wants, including Texas. Where do the Longhorns fit in his recruitment at the current juncture?
As soon as you said the name Kennedy Brown, Polly had to give a shout out because she knows the priorities already. And the truth is, Kennedy Brown is priority numero uno. Look, Texas needs a couple more tackles in this 27 cycle. They need another offensive tackle in the 26 class. So they're going to go big game hunting once again on this offensive line, and they don't have to go far, man. There's talent all over the place, at least about 3 or 4 hours away from campus on the 40 acres. Kennedy Brown's that first guy. That's your franchise left tackle. He's about 6'4", 285, 290. He's still growing as well, and so he's a guy to watch. Look, Kennedy Brown has his list of suitors, okay? He could pick any school in the country. He could go anywhere he wants to go. He is a highly intelligent kid. It is not just on the football field. He has big-time offers from the academic powers as well. And if you've ever met him, he's got an Adrian Peterson type of handshake. I mean, his hands are just ginormous. He's like a bear. And he's got a great smile, and he's got a really good personality. But, you know, it's fun. You see him playing some right tackle here for Kingwood. you know, he's a gamer. Like, he's a guy that I think is flexible, that can play at a bunch of different spots. You know, being a number one prospect, you automatically think, well, he has to play left tackle. Well, not necessarily. You know, Texas could have an incredible left tackle his sophomore year, and he could come in and play on that right side for a year. And you know, kind of like how Trevor Goosby would rotate last year when Cam Williams went down. And so Kennedy Brown gives you that versatility. I think he can play four spots on the O-line, but obviously he would be he would be maximized at the offensive tackle spot. Again, really good kid. He's got a visit to Notre Dame next month, Clemson, and Tennessee. And then he's looking at a Texas trip possibly in October. And so here's the thing. We just posted something at Inside Texas on him. We're actually going to have another story by the time this video airs. Look, Texas is there. The staff is recruiting this guy. It's not just Kyle Flood. He's actually getting close to assistant O-line coach Darren Gatewood. He is. They're building the blocks for this guy because they know how important he is. And it's not just the football staff. There's a united front at the University of Texas that really wants Kennedy Brown to be a Longhorn. And I think you're going to see alignment in this recruitment.
One more guy to talk about. That is the name you're about to see pop up on the screen. Julian Caldwell from Argyle. Great program. And visited Texas over the summer for a camp. I think he brought basically everybody with him. Mom and dad. Friends, maybe it was his girlfriend, significant other, I couldn't tell, maybe sister, can't remember, but there was a large Caldwell contingent, and you could really tell with the type of Texas t-shirt he had or collared shirt. You don't just get that if you're a casual follower of the program, but a lot of different teams from around the country are going to be interested in this top DFW receiver.
You don't see many prospects going into the nice clothes area, the polo area of the co-op. But Julian likes to look good. He's a top button kind of guy. He likes to look good. And let me tell you something. That's the top priority a wide receiver for Texas in the class of 2027, a source told me this week. Look, Caldwell's fun to watch. And this is going to be a guy, you know, Inside Texas is actually going to see this kid really soon. Got to catch up with him as well, posted an update. This is a Texas and Oregon battle right now, in my opinion. And it's early. It's early again. These are 2027s, but these with the 2026 class basically locked in, this is who Texas guys are looking at. This is who the staff is pursuing and building relationships with. Caldwell's that guy. What a personality. I mean, that's a kid you want in your locker room. Just not just from the talent and his traits, but just from the ability to get in and be great for the program. He's positive. He's got a good energy. He's got a great family, that circle, that structure is tremendous. He'll be visiting Texas probably in October. He wants to hit that Texas A&M game late in the season as well. He's probably going to be, I think he'll probably wind up hitting Oregon later in the year as well. A lot of schools in this one. But I got to tell you, after catching up with Polly before our video, she and I both agree Texas and Oregon are the two teams to beat in this recruitment early on.
Justin, I got my hands full. Do you mind taking us out and telling the people where they need to go?
Guys, you got to come to InsideTexas.com. Really, you know, we tell you all the time this is the best time, but I'm telling you the truth. This is really the best absolute time. We are 2 weeks away from 15 days from Texas and Ohio State. Join right now for $1. I mean, it really is it's an absolute bargain and steal. We have the best community at Inside Texas. Come join us. Come get to know us. Let us earn your business. Also get that free year of The Athletic, which I think is a tremendous accessory to this. And then also you got to get on Paul Waddington's Buy Thinking Texas Football today. His 2025 Longhorn Football Perspective is always a must read, especially for us in the summertime. Everything gets covered from every opponent to every player to every recruit that came in. It's really the best collection of what you need before you go into the season. So go ahead and get you a copy of Thinking Texas Football today from our man Paul Waddington. And listen, come see us again at InsideTexas.com. We do it big. We do it bold. We've got more updates coming up. Catch us on the other side. Thank you for joining us on the Inside Texas Football YouTube channel powered by InsideTexas.com.